Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question that's been coming up over the last few months, maybe last 6 months, since there's been all this debate on what kids should be taught in school, is when is a subject too adult or grown up for a child? We have some parents thinking the Bible should not be brought up in school because of its adult content. We have some parents concerned about heterosexual, LGBTQ plus concepts being brought up in school. And so people are asking educators and physicians, well, when can we teach kids these things? And my initial response is, why aren't we teaching math and science and history and all the sex topics and biblical topics be out of the public school arena? But that, for some reason, we do have all these other topics being brought in there. Politics. I don't see why politics are brought in, but there's politics as well. So we get asked this, the same question, around Christmas time and Santa Claus. Should we quit lying to kids about Santa Claus? My answer to that is no. I think the idea of Santa Claus and the memories that kids have growing up getting excited about Santa Claus, it's precious. And they're invaluable. And so if you have a child that wants to embrace something such as Santa Claus, I think that's absolutely fine. And in fact, I tell you, here I am, middle age, and I think Santa Claus is real. I think Santa Claus is very real. He may not necessarily get to all of our houses, especially those of us that only have central heating and no fireplaces, but the idea of there being a figure that won't judge you, well, even though, you know, there's a good list and a bad list, but that will always show love, will forgive you, and make you feel good inside, to me, that's real. So when it comes to children and tooth fairies and Santa Claus, I'm absolutely fine with that. Now, what about the topic of you having a Aunt Bob or an Uncle Bob and an Uncle George that are married? Absolutely bring that topic up if the child asks about it in the family. There's no sense to lie about things that are true. So you can embrace a Santa Claus, you can embrace a tooth fairy, but you also can embrace something that's real. If dad has a new girlfriend, say it like it is. The child can understand that. Dad has a new girlfriend. Bob and George love each other. They're a couple. Tell the child that. You don't have to use euphemisms, and you don't have to. Because, again, you know, if a child has questions, they'll ask. Where we go wrong as parents and teachers is not allowing a child to ask. You know, coming from families where you weren't allowed to talk about sex, you weren't allowed to talk about anything, you'd get in trouble if you even brought up the subject, that I completely disagree with. But if somebody asks, so, you know, how do they make a baby? Kids will ask how you made them. When do you bring that topic up? Now, you could bring the topic up at any age. It's the choice of vocabulary might change. So for me and my kids, I was very academic and scientific about it. So I explained to them what the uterus was, what the ovarian tubes were, and then it just confused them. So I would use terminology that I thought they would understand. So when they were little, I would say, okay, well, you were in my tummy. When they got a little older, I'm like, well, you really weren't in my tummy. You were in something called a uterus. You know, and then I would explain it. But I had to be careful because I didn't want them to think I lied. But there's terminology you could use. When my kids asked me about sex, they were joking around. One was 4 and one was 7 because their friend had slept over. And their friend had an older brother. So during their sleepover, the younger kids were all kind of talking and giggling about sex. So when I heard them giggle the next day and the boy was picked up by his mom, I asked kids, what are you giggling about? They go, sex. I go, okay, well, teach me. What is it? And they just stumbled around and their definition. Then I explained to them what it is. And I didn't really have to use a lot of euphemisms because they already learned the vocabulary from their friend who slept over. So the answer to the question is when are the kids too young? You know, as a parent or a caregiver or an educator, if a child is too young, if you think a child is not going to be able to comprehend, if a child has a different frame of reference that might need to be understood, you know, once somebody thinks that, okay, well, the only way to have a baby is a stork coming, that's going to be a little harder for them to define and go, well, there's not a stork that comes. But I think honesty from day one is perfectly fine. And, you know, we try not to curse in front of the kids. We try not to bring up, a certain vocabulary. We try not to be naked in front of the kids, obviously. But, you know, moms have to breastfeed their kids. You know, when it's shower time, I'm like, boys, go with daddy. Everybody just go get clean at once. And so, you know, certain things are not as taboo as society might think they are. And so when people are afraid, well, I don't know if I could bring up, you know, the Bible and bring up, you know, the period or bring up, you know, I was scared to death when I learned about what a period was. That scared the hell out of me when I was 3 years old. Maybe that's too young. Maybe that's, you know, but if you teach children that sometimes blood is a good thing, I mean, my kids learned early on not to be scared of blood. Because I was all about, we got to donate blood, you know, blood, you need this, type across 2 units. So the thought of blood being always bad wasn't what we had in our family. So honesty, understanding that some of them might have different maturity levels, and being available to answer questions. But I think we are going to continue to see debates on who thinks, you know, what should be taught where. I think our education system really needs to be overhauled, and we got to get kids proficient. And then we could start talking about how do we bring up all the societal stuff. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dolly. Oh boy, that was one of those half coughs, half breathes, half swallow of the saliva. Sorry about that. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few months back, I think there was another debate on how the COVID vaccine mandates were a cluster and a seventh, and one of my listeners had written about, was the COVID-19 vaccine mandate a trial run and an experiment for some of the newer vaccines that were being developed for other things, such as cancer? And I found that to be a fascinating question because I was wondering the same thing. Not that it was the mandate was done on purpose to use us as guinea pigs or anything like that, but how it would be an opportunity for science to see how mRNA technology or how vaccines in a larger global sort of rollout could do in terms of one, acceptance, enthusiasm, side effects, and the ability to be efficacious. And if you notice, where we're going next with cancer isn't so much making radiation fancier or chemotherapy fancier, but it's the immunotherapies or these vaccines. And that's where we're going next. So our fight for cancer, even though we are still developing and progressing and fine-tuning our other treatments, where we're going to have the most innovation and possible progress is going to be with our cancer vaccines. And the science behind it is fascinating. I was no fan of the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, but the mRNA technology is brilliant. The idea of, even though it might not be very well accepted by people, but the idea in science where we can train a body to fight something that they might not be able to fight on their own. That's kind of what the mRNA technology was. If we go back to what the COVID-19 vaccine was, because our immune systems, and many people died right out the gate because they didn't know how to manage COVID, or COVID induced such a horrible cytokine storm and immune reaction that people drowned in their own inflammation. What we did was we created a vaccine. Well, I didn't, but we had the technology prior where we taught the body how to identify it before it got exposed, train its troops by giving it a piece of mRNA, a piece of genetic material, have the cell read those instructions, make the spike proteins they have to learn, train their immune system on those spike proteins, such that when the real virus came its way, it knew how to fight the disease. It was a different technology we used from other vaccines where we had the live attenuated or the killed inactivated version. The inactivated version is what we use for our flu shot, where we basically have the flu envelope, the flu skeleton, but no active flu contents that are alive. Train your body on the envelope so that when the flu comes, the body can recognize it. The live attenuated version type viruses, like MMR, varicella, they're a diminished, weakened version of a virus that won't, it's not supposed to make you sick or very sick, but your body is able to still recognize it. That was our previous vaccine technology. Now we have vaccine technology where we will pick a piece of something we want you to recognize, have your body recreate it, pretend like it's already in the system, yet it's not going to hurt you because it's only a piece. Your immune system learns to fight that piece, and then now you're immune when the real thing comes. It really is a brilliant technology. It's just, as I said, the way public officials manage this COVID crisis was a cluster and a seventh, and I'm nervous about how the American public is going to be ready when it comes to a bigger and badder sort of disease. But where we are with cancer is fascinating, and immunotherapy is showing some huge promise. So we've been using CAR T therapy for multiple myeloma, a type of blood cancer that develops from the cells in the bone marrow. I've lost colleagues to multiple myeloma. And trials found that a new type of immunotherapy significantly slowed the progression of one of the most deadly cancers by about 74%. The brand name is Carvykti. It slowed disease progression by 74%. It used the body's own immune system to kill the myeloma cells, effectively reprogramming them to become better at fighting the disease. How it works is blood is taken from patients, genetically modified in the lab, transferred back, leaving the CAR T cells to hunt down and kill the myeloma cells. So their T cells are the immune cells that will be trained to lock onto cancer cells. They're separated out, sent to the lab. Using an inactivated virus, CAR genes, which instruct the cell to recognize the cancer, are inserted into the T cell's genetic material. These new cells are now called CAR T cells. They're multiplied. Then they have their new CAR gene. They're primed to then latch onto the cancer cells, and then it gets transfused into the patient's bloodstream. They can now find the bad cancer cells and kill them. So what we're doing is with this immunotherapy, we are retraining the body to be better at fighting things it might not be able to fight on its own. The research looked at 419 people with multiple myeloma who had stopped responding to lenalidomide, which is a drug currently given to patients. During the average follow-up of 16 months, 84.6% of patients who took this Carvykti responded to treatment, much better than the previous group. They said almost two-thirds assigned to this CAR T-cell therapy had fewer traces of the cancer than the other group. Now, thousands of people get diagnosed with multiple myeloma, and it's just one of many, many cancers that affect us. But we are starting to make huge headway on colon cancer, pancreatic cancer. There's a trial that right now where there's a vaccine that is designed for patients whose cancers are caused by the KRAS mutation, the KRAS. This accounts for up to 9 in 10 cases of some of these deadly cancers. The early trial tested the effects of people with colon pancreatic cancers. This was the first in-human study found the vaccine developed by Elicio Therapeutics showed the potential to lower the risk of relapse in 100% of patients who had surgery to remove their tumors but still had cancer markers in their blood. Despite having the tumors removed and no evidence of disease on scans, nearly all patients showed signs that their cancer returned at the start of the trial because cells had escaped and it was still there. So scientists had said that the shot could improve survival for colon cancer, which is one of the number one causes of cancer deaths, now even higher in the younger population. And we are hoping that we could also use this for pancreatic cancer. So there's, and I'm not saying all of these sort of cancer therapies revolve around mRNA, but the idea of retraining your body to learn how to fight something is now the wave of the future with medicine. And there's a lot of distrust, and I understand why there's distrust. I may be a fan of vaccines, and I may be a fan of us being able to use this technology to fight some of the meanest and baddest diseases, but I understand why there's distrust. There's a lot of things our government and public officials had done to not garner trust. And when people tried to speak out to ask questions, and very logical questions and understandable questions, they got shut down. They got labeled as misinformation, threatened to lose their medical licenses. Well, that's scary. Okay, this isn't a Nazi regime that doesn't want to hear anybody question their authority. This is America and science, where we want to challenge theories and hypotheses and determine how to make, how to make things better. The only way we're going to fight cancer is if we question our previous treatments and try to improve on them. And once somebody shuts up science, that's not a world we want to live in. So I'm here to tell you that, yes, you are going to see mRNA technology, immunotherapy, some interesting new innovations, and I do believe they're going to be trustworthy, but I do understand that many people are kind of bitter about how things went the last couple of years. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The future of AM radio in cars is the subject of a congressional hearing today. Several automakers say they're eliminating AM from future electric vehicles because of interference from the motors. The bill under consideration would force automakers to keep AM. Europe's largest nuclear plant's in danger of running out of cooling water thanks to the explosion that destroyed much of a huge dam in southern Ukraine. More than 1,400 people from several small towns downstream have been evacuated. First, it was churches. Now New York City Mayor Eric Adams wants to house migrants in private homes and pay homeowners to do it. Yesterday, Adams announced a deal with 50 churches to house some migrants. The Saudi Arabia-backed LIV golf tour, which lured away several top pros with big guarantees and fewer tournaments, is merging with the PGA Tour. CNBC reports the deal would end all lawsuits each tour has filed. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So things are getting kind of serious now as we're starting to see all the GOP and Democratic contenders for the presidency, and there's a lot of pressure on President Biden to look spunky and youthful enough to manage another campaign. Seeing the falls and the multiple falls that he sustained makes me as a doctor nervous. And yesterday I had said to get him a cane. It is time for President Biden to use a cane. Now, I have family members who I think need to use canes. I have patients that are way overdue for using a cane. But nobody wants to. Nobody wants to use a cane. And I don't understand it. It could be an amazing accessory. It'll help save your life, prevent you from falling and fracturing a hip, and then getting bed sores or pneumonia or sepsis or all sorts of other things that can happen when you're not mobile, blood clots. But there is this idea, and it's new, because in the olden days, people had walking sticks and canes all the time. But there's this concept, there's this stereotype out there saying if you have a cane, you look frail. Look at all the progress we've made with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Look at all that we've done to be accepting of walking sticks and service dogs and accommodations at work. And we still, as a society, aren't hip to the idea of using a cane. Now, it could be the average person not hip to it or your baby boomer or your traditionalist. So those born before 1945 in the traditionalist category, they might still be old school with it. And that would be Biden and some of my family members. And then baby boomers might be telling themselves, why would I do this? I'm so young. I'm still a baby boomer. Last thing I want is people to think I'm older. And, you know, from a presidential standpoint, this is very, very scary when you have a president that falls multiple times. Again, I don't know why the hell there were sandbags on the stage. Not sure where his team was to make sure he wouldn't walk into those. Not sure why he didn't notice them. Maybe he has cataracts, issues with the sight. But all it takes is one fall. And you could basically die almost instantaneously if you suffer a bleed, or it could put you at risk for, throughout the following weeks and months, blood clots, infection, pneumonia, all sorts of things. So we have to make sure our president doesn't fall. I want him to have a flipping cane. Now, I'm sure he'd say, oh, hell to the no, and Dr. Dahlia, shut the hell up. Well, when you look at previous presidents, other presidents used canes and walking sticks. Woodrow Wilson, even before his stroke, used a cane. Now, maybe it's because he had many strokes and needed it for balance, or maybe it was a fashion statement at the time. But Woodrow Wilson had a walking stick. I think Abraham Lincoln had a walking stick. I think Andrew Jackson might have used a walking stick, but I think it might have also had a sword in it, so it was a weapon that he could use. FDR, before his, you know, it's interesting. People said FDR had polio, Franklin D. Roosevelt. There's been some discussion on if he had a more progressive sort of neuropathy and myelopathy, but he was walking around with a cane when he was campaigning, and he looked good with the cane. They also don't think he died of a hemorrhagic stroke from blood pressure as much as it was from melanoma that was above his left eye. So we're still learning about the medical issues of presidents, which I'm fascinated by. But I don't know if you remember when Bill Clinton was in crutches. Bill Clinton, I think, tore one of his ligaments, and I think he needed to have knee surgery, and he was in crutches during his presidency. Still looked fine. So we could have all these other presidents that had some assistive device. Why the hell aren't we doing it for President Biden? Now, people think, oh, politically, it would be the, you know, the nail in his coffin. Okay, then maybe what we need to do, because I'm sorry, we have a big baby boomer population that's tripping and falling and fracturing their hips. We have a traditionalist population who's the stubbornest of all of them, and they deserve to be, you know, because they're the traditionalists, and they've served, you know, this country in multiple ways. But maybe what we need to do is turn around and make it a very popular accessory. Maybe what we need to do, and I know some of you are going to laugh at this, but as we have states trying to, you know, minimize our access to guns and weapons, and, you know, maybe we need to start going back to what our older, you know, forefathers and foremothers did, where they had something, not only for support for walking, but also as a weapon. No one's going to come up and mug you, right, or try to rape you if you swing that cane or walking stick around. We don't. What do we use for an accessory? Well, we use a purse. We use, you know, maybe our phone. My phone is in one hand. Why don't I have a walking stick? Why don't I have a cane? You know, it's interesting. My son and husband are big on walking sticks when they hike. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't need that. I'm good. I can balance. Even I right, had a very naive attitude towards it. And I'm like, wait a second, the walking stick with hiking is a fantastic tool. Let's make it popular. Let's make it a thing. I think we should just try it for poops and giggles. Find something that looks good, snazzy. Mine will probably have a whole bunch of rhinestones on it and glitter because I just like sparkles. But let's bring walking sticks or canes back. It doesn't have to have the tennis ball on it. It doesn't have to be the ugly gray color. It doesn't have to smell like a nursing home. But I really think that we are doing ourselves a disservice minimizing the stereotype of, you know, oh, somebody might need help. And I think we should embrace it. You almost wonder if more people would use assistive devices, would they be less likely to worsen their arthritis? I play bingo with my friend's mom and my mom, and I see a lot of seniors in the casinos. And nobody's walking around with a cane. And they're stumbling and shuffling and holding on to walls, and I look at it as this is just a catastrophe about to happen. And we're seeing it with our president. If other presidents could have a walking cane or a walking stick or even just outright use crutches, Biden should be too. I think he's had enough falls to make the American public a little nervous that the president could suffer from some severe medical sequelae. And if our president is too stubborn to use an assistive device, or his doctor's not recommending it when he should have, and if your elderly relatives or those who lose balance, what about vertigo? How many of you guys suffer from vertigo? Do you have a cane or a walking stick nearby? No. Nobody wants to because they think it'll brand them or label them. Okay, we're beyond that. We've become very progressive these days, guys, where it doesn't matter. If you want to have a cane, if you want to use a wheelchair, if you want to have extra help, you're allowed to. It's okay. But I think we need to start bringing these back. I'm sick of all the other accessories I see, these big purses, all these phones and ear pods and cases and all sorts of stuff that people are struggling to try to hold on to when they're crossing the street. Let's bring back a cane. Let's bring back a walking stick. Accessorize with that. You could use it as a weapon. You could use it as a, oh my God, there's so much you could do with it. But most importantly, you could use it hopefully to prevent yourself from falling. And it's I think, one of the simplest concepts that nobody wants to embrace. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI. I just don't want to see our president fall again. Sorry. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend
Your Life. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I just come back from Israel, and I had met, I know my family, but my children had met some of the family, the descendants of the Holocaust survivors that had escaped. My grandfather escaped, my grandmother escaped, met in Israel. But the relatives, the brother and sister of my relatives who escaped, they had been at Dachau, one of the earliest of the camps. In our family, they had called it the mild camp, even though there was nothing mild about it, but it wasn't necessarily an extermination camp. It had started as a work camp, and there had been some individuals who were able to escape, and fortunately, some of my relatives were able to escape. before they were slaughtered or died because of conditions there. And so World War II, the Holocaust, obviously hits us home with my family. And we had visited Normandy, the beaches of Normandy, in June of 2019, so my kids could see Omaha Beach, Utah Beach, Pointe du Hoc. We wanted to time it for June 6th, D-Day, but we couldn't. And when we went, it was probably one of the most memorable trips for my kids to see. And today is we memorialize D-Day. It's the name given to June 6, 1944, with the invasion of the beaches at Normandy in northern France by troops from the U.S., Canada, U.K., and other countries uniting during World War II. History.com does a really nice summary of what happened. As you remember, France was occupied by the armies of Nazi Germany. And the assault was very tactically difficult because it was amphibious, where we had to come from the water to land onto the beaches, which put us in a position of vulnerability, because Germany, and if you go and see the bunkers at Pointe du Hoc and the bunkers on the mountains overlooking the beaches, they had the advantage of being on higher ground. And so 156 Allied soldiers stormed the beaches of Normandy by the end of the day. 4,000 Allied troops were killed by German soldiers defending the beaches. They say at the time the D-Day invasion was the largest naval, air, and land operation in history. Within a few days, 326,000 troops, 50,000 vehicles, and 100,000 tons of equipment had landed. By August 1944, so 2 months later, all of northern France had been liberated, and in the spring of 1945, the Germans were defeated. So D-Day is often referred to as the beginning of the end of World War II. Some people say the attack on Pearl Harbor was the beginning of the end, because that's when America got involved in December of 1941. So after World War II began, Germany invaded and occupied northwestern France. This was in May of 1940. The Americans entered the war in December 1941, and by 1942, they and the British, who had been evacuated from the beaches of Dunkirk in May of 40, they were cut off by the Germans in the Battle of France. They were considering the possibility of a major Allied invasion across the English Channel. The following year, Allied plans for a cross-channel invasion began to ramp up. November 1943, Adolf Hitler, aware of the threat, appointed Erwin Rommel to spearhead defense operations in the region. Even though the Germans didn't know exactly where the Allies would strike, Hitler charged Rommel with finishing the Atlantic Wall, a 2,400-mile fortification of bunkers, landmines, and beach and water obstacles. But we had one of the biggest weapons. We had Dwight D. Eisenhower. 1944, January, Dwight D. Eisenhower was appointed commander of Operation Overlord. In the months and weeks before D-Day, the Allies carried out massive deception operations intended to make the Germans think that the main invasion target was Pas de Calais, the narrowest point between Britain and France, rather than shifting to Normandy. They also led the Germans to believe that Norway and other locations were also potential invasion targets. Many tactics were used to carry out the deception: fake equipment, a phantom army commanded by George Patton that was supposedly based in England, across from Pas de Calais, double agents, fraudulent radio transmissions. But Eisenhower wanted us to invade on June 5, 1944. There was bad weather, however, on the days leading up to it, so it got delayed. They said on the morning of June 5th, a meteorologist predicted improved conditions for the following day, so Eisenhower gave the go-ahead for Operation Overlord. He told the troops, "You're about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you." Later that day, more than 5,000 ships, landing craft carrying troops and supplies, left England across the channel to France. 11,000 aircraft were mobilized to provide air cover and support. And here we are now, June 6, 1944. By dawn, Thousands of paratroopers and glider troopers were already on the ground behind enemy lines. They secured bridges, exit roads. Then the amphibious invasions began at about 6:30 a.m. British and Canadians also also overcame opposition to capture beaches as well. Gold Juno Sword. Americans hit Utah Beach. And then there was a lot of resistance on Omaha Beach. Sadly, we had about 2,000 casualties there. By day's end, 156,000 Allied troops had successfully stormed Normandy's beaches. And we did, though, lose thousands of lives, many more wounded and missing. In fact, one of my husband's relatives was there storming the beaches of Normandy as well, a part of the D-Day offensive. So eventually, by June 11th, the beaches were secured. 326,000 troops, more than 50,000 vehicles, and 100,000 tons of equipment landed in Normandy. Now, Germans suffered a lot of casualties, and I'm not going to go into the whole, I mean, I could talk about the war forever, but it was probably one of the biggest turning points and show of strength when allies could come together to defeat an evil. And mind you, at that time, Hitler was at the strongest he ever was. As he consumed these other countries, he conscripted their troops, he conscripted their weapons, he took the money, the art, the all the you know, was able to take all the resources as he advanced to infuse into his military. And we were striking him. Everybody says, well, we got him when he was weak. Not necessarily. And to be able to see how we were able to use trickery and also I think there was a lot of narcissism, and I thought, you know, I think some of the historians have found that they thought Americans couldn't have amounted such an offense based on what happened with Pearl Harbor, that they got surprised. They got one hell of a surprise. And, you know, me, I'm very, very grateful because just, you know, our family having to escape the Nazi regime, and if the Nazi regime continued to thrive, they wouldn't have stopped. And they would have killed any Jew and anybody related to a race that they didn't find pure, homosexuals, gypsies, etc. That, you know, without D-Day, I don't know where we would have been. By the end of August 1944, the Allies reached the Seine River in Paris. Paris was liberated. Germans got kicked out of northwestern France. That concluded the Battle of Normandy. And thank God that happened. That's when the tides start to turn. Now, mind you, it was a lot, you know, up until 1945, it got brutal. But we honor all of those who sacrificed on D-Day, June 6, 1944, today. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.